Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story, New York City, the first city in the country to require proof of a coronavirus vaccination at indoor restaurants, gyms, and performances. However, Chicago has no plans for that. At this point, WBBM Steve Miller with the story.
Chicago's public health commissioner, Dr. Allison Arwoody, says New York has embraced the idea of a vaccine passport more than Midwesterners have. But she says she's not ruling it out.
Certainly, we're interested in this. We'll be watching to see how this plays out. We don't have a current plan to do something like that at the city level. We're working on the tech piece that will help businesses who may be interested in this.
Dr. Arwoody says Chicago has added five states and one territory to the city's COVID travel advisory list. New COVID cases in Chicago now averaging 234 per day with a 3.3 test positivity rate. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The chief judge of Chicago's federal court says all employees and contractors there are now required to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Rebecca Pallmeyer says those who don't will be required to wear masks and be tested twice a week.
And parents in Naperville School District 203 now know that when their kids return to school, they'll need to bring masks with them. The district says students and staff will wear a mask regardless of vaccination status. Superintendent Dan Bridges says he hopes the mask mandate doesn't last the entire school year.
It's my hope that we as a community can do the things that we need to do to help limit and control the spread to ensure that kids can come back to school safely and we reduce the amount of community transmission.
Superintendent Bridges says masking requirements and other mitigation strategies could be reevaluated as transmission levels decline.
Man with a history of hate crime issues is facing a new charge after a weekend incident.
Back in 2018, 73-year-old Michael Dickey pled guilty to an incident in which he was accused of pulling a hijab off of a woman in a DeKalb Walmart. He now faces a new hate crime charge following a dispute Saturday afternoon near his home. DeKalb police were called to the 200 block of Augusta Avenue for reports of disorderly conduct and learned that Dickey had shouted racial slurs and death threats at his neighbors. The DeKalb Daily Chronicle reports Dickey, a retired chaplain, is now free on bond but faces up to 3 years in prison if convicted of the felony hate crime. Andy Dane, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees says staffers at the Art Institute of Chicago are organizing to join a union.
AFSCME, which already represents employees at the Chicago Public Library and the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library in Springfield, is welcoming news that 60 Art Institute employees have sent management a letter saying they want to unionize. Anna Foyer, who works in the Art Institute's Ryerson Library, says they've long told upper management they need more staff and better wages, to no avail. She has no problem with her immediate supervisors.
The decision-making lies with the upper administration. So below that, there are many managers who are as frustrated as those of us who are able to be part of the bargaining unit. You know, those of us who are able to come together and become a part of this union, we're thinking about our direct managers, too.
Poyer says they're not unionizing because they dislike working at the Art Institute of Chicago. They love working there. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
And WBBM has contacted the Art Institute of Chicago for a response.
For the third time in recent months, a northwest suburb has repealed a decades-old rule. Displains is the latest to repeal a rule against wearing opposite-sex clothes. The regulation put in place in 1963 made it illegal for anyone to do so and was committing indecent exposure. The Daily Herald reports Elk Grove Village in Schaumburg also rescinded similar rules.
The Chicago Bandits are disbanding.
In a devastating blow to the softball community, the National Pro Fast Pitch League announced it's suspending operations effective immediately. That means the Chicago Bandits are shutting down as well. The Rosemont team's general manager, Tony Calmine, tells the Journal and Topics she wasn't surprised by the decision, saying the league had been struggling since the start of the pandemic. After canceling the 2020 and 2021 seasons, the Bandits' last game will officially go down as an 8-2 loss in Game 3 of the NPF Championship Series in August of 2019. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Plugged into Chicago 24-7, every day of the year. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.